When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you in part by our friends at Charlie Hustle Clothing Company. Charlie Hustle is a vintage-inspired clothing company based out of Kansas City that specializes in collegiate and hometown apparel. Charlie Hustle wants you to be the best-dressed fan this season, so be sure to check out their wide selection of officially licensed collegiate apparel today and show off your school spirit all season long. With over 30 schools to choose from, they've got you covered with all your collegiate apparel needs. Shop today at www.charliehustle.com. Charlie Hustle, vintage made fresh. This podcast is brought to you in part by Modern Appalachian Kitchen. A small, local Morgantown business is giving WVU fans and Morgantown something to talk about. This local candy kitchen is home to the marshmallow couch. That's right. Now you can relive the infamous WVU winning celebration with a couch that you can eat instead of catching on fire in the middle of the street. Order your marshmallow couch and other sweet treats at modernappalachiankitchen.com. We are part of the 1012 Patreon. Please be a part of our 1012 Patreon where you can get behind the scenes information, show participation, and other things. It is www.patreon.com/1012network. Thanks everyone for listening and supporting the Raspy Voice Kids. This is Brandon Phoenix, aka I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother.
I don't know why you always got style like they don't care. They ready for us to get to the nitty gritty. I'm JM Fiend Phoenix, Brandon. All right, talk about what you need to talk about, son.
Well, at first, I want them to know that we are the Raspy Voice Kids and that you are listening to the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. It is time to wrap up West Virginia versus Houston. Down in Houston, the Mountaineers get shocked. And yes, the Cougars have that symbol on their chin straps and their hats. And that's exactly what happened to the Mountaineers tonight. They lose 41-39 in the great state of Texas. Jeremy, do you have thoughts? Do you have feelings? What are you thinking? What's going on?
Are you serious? Thoughts and feelings. Of course, I got thoughts and feelings. I would say pass or fail. For all the Neil Brown apologists, they're going to be like, well, it was close game. They should have batted it. No. No. Who cares? Who cares? Pass or fail? Did you or did you not lose to the coach that we booted to get you in here? Of all people, Dana Holgerson's, I'm Brandon, by the way, I'm done doing Why We Hates. Since Neil Brown being our head coach, I will not do any more Why We Hates. Always egg on our face. Always egg on our face. Now, here's the thing. You're taking it too far. You only won, we're 4-1. We're still on it. We lost.
No. We're 4-2.
We lost to the worst team in the entire Big 12. Did you watch the first half?
To a team who had not scored in the second half in the Big 12 all season long.
Offense, defense, I don't care. It's pass or fail. Pass or fail. We should have never been in that situation. I said it all game. We're up 10-7. It's almost halftime, and I'm like, we've dominated this game. How in the world is it 10-7? And that's what happens. When you play with your food, this is what happens. And I understand stuff like this happens to everybody. Yeah, but other people haven't stunk for the last 3 or 4 years in a row. And then now we're actually starting to feel good. And by the way, I always say it's the sports gods that get you feeling good. Brandon Clement makes that touchdown and the whole thing's changed. But it doesn't. It's the same thing over and over again. Neil Brown stinks, and I'm saying this right now to everybody. Please, 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 I dare you to come at me.
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I dare anyone to call me negative.
Neil Brown is terrible, and take your terrible self and go somewhere. I cannot believe Shane Lyons gave you that extension, and now we're stuck with your terrible stink self this entire time. I can't believe it, Brandon. I can't believe it. Just wait. Give him time. Now we're 10 years down the line. I've wasted my whole life. I'm sick of this, Brandon. I'm absolutely sick of this. And now, worst of all, we get to see Dana feel good and gloat. He won his Super Bowl. And Neil Brown, whatever.
It's like everybody said, the worst part is not the loss, Jeremy. You know that? You know what's not the loss? You know the worst part is not the loss? The worst part is the hope. They got our hopes up. They made us feel like we were something.
I don't care if we were 0-4. I did not want to lose a Dana and not lose a Dana like that. You let that creep, Jeremy. You let that creep, lazy creep, beat us. Neil Brown, go sit down somewhere. Take you and your high school level, anyway, I was going to say G5. No, high school level, just go somewhere, okay? Whew.
Jeremy, I dare somebody to call me negative yet again. I'm not a negative person. I'm a real person. I keeps it real. I keeps it a buck. I keeps it 150, in fact. Neil Brown is not the guy for this job. He's not.
Or any Power 5 conference job. Don't even say this job. Any Power 5 conference job.
I don't care about any other Power 5 conference job. I don't know about any other Power 5 conference job. I know that Neil Brown does not belong in Morgantown. He doesn't belong here. He's had his time. He's failed his mission. It's time for him to go. Pack his bags and go. And people will say we're overreacting. No, we're not, because we're not basing it on the 4-2 record he has right now. We're basing it on the previous 4 years he's had and then what he's doing now, which is why when you said to me, what do you got to say about Neil now? Or when whatever question you kept asking
me. I didn't say it for
me.
I said it for the streets.
For the street and whoever else was asking, I kept telling you, Neil hasn't accomplished anything yet. Neil hasn't accomplished anything yet. And here we are, losing to 2-3 Houston, who hadn't won a game in conference, who lost. Jeremy.
Brandon, it was a quick turnaround, though. We just played last week. It was a quick turnaround, short week.
Yeah, we had a bye week.
We had a bye week?
And Houston also had a bye week, but that there's no excuse. And I said it during the game. There is no excuse. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about the injuries.
And by the way, had we won?
Because Neil Brown, let me finish this. Because Neil Brown kept talking about the fact that we had depth on this team. And that was one of the things he liked. So I did not want to hear about the injuries on this team because of the depth. I don't want to hear about them overlooking him because this is Dana. This is Houston. There are transfers from West Virginia playing on that team. And Tony Mathis and Sam Brown and Michael Laughlin. There was plenty of reason and incentive to get up. And more important, all we've heard all season is 14, 14, 14. That should be enough. Charles Wesley Godwin told them boys, 14 should be enough. And all you heard from the team is 14, 14. Well, 14 got you beat tonight. It was just backwards, 41. There's no excuse for what Neil Brown put out on that field. There's no excuse for it. The kick return. The personal foul on sportsmanlike conduct on Garrett Green at the end of the game. The drop by Jalen in the end zone that turned, instead of being a touchdown.
I will say, there's a lot of little things. If you want to get nitty gritty about little things that could happen. But like I said this, and I've been saying this last few games. So you can't call it on me. I said, I don't care about those things. It's pass or fail. When you lose, you fail. And you lost to Dana Holgorsen the only time. Matter of fact, you may have just spared his job. I don't know. It irritates me. If you heard that little pop in the back, that's me throwing down a little scissors I had in my hand. I'm just saying, like, it goes through me knowing that Dana's going to feel good tonight because he beat West Virginia University. It goes through me knowing that Dana feels like he was right because Neil Brown hasn't showed us nothing. I can't do it. We need a new coach, and we need a new coach now. And by the way, Dana's not the only one who didn't come on the show. Neil Brown has never came on the show, so him too. Group him in with him. Say something.
Neil Brown It's like I said, I tweeted this. There are more people on Dana Holgorsen's staff in Houston that follow the Raspy Voice Kids or me, I also hate Pitt, on Twitter and Instagram than there are on Neil Brown's staff that follow us. Did you know that, Jeremy?
No. I'm just saying, yeah.
Not that it matters.
Yeah, it does
not that
matter. It matters. Look, don't
talk about it. But it tells a story. It tells a story.
Yep.
It tells you a story. When Dana was here, they rocked with us. Neil Brown has never rocked with us. And so people might try to say there's a personal grudge. There is no personal grudge, but there certainly ain't no love lost. And Neil Brown talks about how he's trying to insulate his staff, his players, and the families from all of the negative talk, from all of the bad pub because of the last 4 years. And he's trying to make it so the players can come and play and be excited to play. And coaches can come and coach and not worry about their jobs. And families can go about their lives.
How about you Neil, not stink?
Do you know the best way? That's what I was about to say.
How about you don't stink? Hey, that's the best way to do it. Hey, insulate yourself with wins. I like winning. Insulate yourself with wins.
Everybody likes winning. Everybody likes winning. Winning cures all. Winning cures all.
Brandon, this one didn't even hurt. Honestly, there's sometimes it just hurts.
Yeah, yes, it did. Are you kidding me? Yes, it did hurt.
This one infuriated me. No, this one didn't hurt. This one infuriated me.
You know what they say, though, about anger? You know what they say about anger? Anger is actually pain.
Okay, I haven't delved that deep, but I understand. I believe you. I mean, I know you've been through a lot of therapy, so you would know. I mean, all the ins and outs. So.
Yeah, I'm a big ace. So for anybody who's not, for anybody who's listening, who don't know, I'm a big proponent of therapy. If you're not in therapy, you should get in therapy because everybody needs therapy. That's just my little piece right there on mental health awareness. Yesterday was Mental Health Awareness Day, 10/11. But yeah, that's my little piece. But anger is really just pain. Somebody hurt you somewhere. You touched a nerve somewhere. That's really what's happening right there.
Let me just say this real quick. I'm not talking about the players on the team. Garrett Green did some really good things. Clement did some really good things. The defense, certain players played really well. There's some things that I was very frustrated with. We could go into the ins and outs of who did what, but as overall thing, I'm not indicting the whole West Virginia program. I'm talking about I'm done with Neil Brown. I'm thoroughly and fully 100% done with Neil Brown. Nice guy, hey, but got to move on, buddy. You maybe Dana needs offensive coordinator. I don't know. He seemed to be good at that, right?
No, he's a terrible offensive coordinator. I don't know what happened between Texas Tech and here. He's a terrible offensive coordinator. I don't know what he was doing in that first half, but it was bad. We scored 10 points in that first
half. We fully controlled the first half, and because you want to play conservative, I don't want to do anything wrong, offense, we had nothing to show for it. What are we doing, Neil?
Exactly. That's what I was about to say.
We controlled the whole first half. I tweeted this out. Yeah. Houston should have turned the channel an hour ago. This should have been a blowout. I'm just done with it. Neil, go somewhere else. No, I don't care what you have to say, Neil.
It went back to that whole thing I kept saying when you were talking about, hey, what is Neil Brown doing as an offensive coordinator? He's possessing the crap out of the ball. He's winning games. Is that his objective? And I said, the objective is to score points. And you said, no, the objective is to win games. And here we are, possessing the crap out of the ball and losing the game. Because the objective is to score points.
Objective is...
And what I...
Okay, all right. We all know the holes in that, but go ahead, yeah. I hear what you're trying to say.
Doug Belk made us play his game. Dana Holgorsen made us play their game.
Don't give them no credit. I ain't giving them no credit.
Garrett Green threw the ball 38 Brandon times, Jeremy.
Yeah, and threw all over them. What, they get no credit. All they get credit for.
Jeremy, he threw the ball 38 times, only completed 20 passes.
I don't care. Don't give Dana and Delk and Belk and Lelk and all of them no credit. Look, I'm tired of everybody. I'm sick. Tonight, No. I'm sick of it. Brandon, we were seconds away from being 5-1. I was celebrating. I was taking a helicopter. You know,
And here's the thing. People will argue. We are a Hail Mary away from this being a different podcast. And you are right. You're 100% right. But like Jeremy has been saying all year, it's pass or fail. And we've been giving you credit when you looked like crap and you passed. Well, tonight you look like crap and you failed.
And every other year, you failed in miserable fashion. 4 years of the same thing over and over again. So please, Yatrick, you and everybody needs to move on. And I'm happy that Shane Lyons gave you that contract so you can stay around as long as you want. Look, I rocks. Look, our athletic director, what's his name again, Brandon?
Ren Baker,
I rock with him. And tonight I was going to feel so good for us winning because once again, it took a little pressure off of him. Now all the pressure's back. And look, I rock with Ren. I believe in Ren. I don't believe in Neil. And I just hate that Neil keeps putting Ren in this position where it's a lose-lose situation, buddy.
No, it's like you know what it's like, man.
By the way, people get on my nerves. Excuse me, not get on my nerves, just in case they're listening. But people say, well, it was a good game. No, it's only a good game if my team wins. It's never a good game if my team loses. Ever. No, ever.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
So did you have a good time tonight, Brandon?
If we played Georgia this closely, I would feel differently. Not that I believe in moral victories, but I would understand the loss because we'd be outclassed and outmatched. Had we played Penn State this closely, I would feel like, yeah, it was a good game. We're better than Houston. Houston is not in our league this season. Houston, there was no crowd noise. Literally, Houston may not win another game this whole year. That's how bad they are. Jeremy, I said it all earlier. I'm going to say it again so we can reiterate the point. Houston had not scored in the second half against anybody in the Big 12 this season. We gave up 31 points to them in the second half.
Yeah.
Sorry. We gave up 27 points to them in the second half. I'm sorry.
Hey, but no big deal, Brandon. You know, you look. If you don't like West Virginia, you don't stick behind them, go find a team you can root for.
Yeah.
The older I get, the easier that becomes. Please don't threaten me with a good time. Please. Hold up. What you're saying is I can root for a team that actually can accomplish something and get out of my face. Yatrick, you're not a real fan. Yeah, Yatrick. Okay, look. Y'all tricked everybody.
Look, I can't root for nobody else personally. That's just me.
Okay, good for you.
But I sure as heck can check out on the Mountaineers. And what I mean is, I'm going to be watching every game. But I'm not necessarily going to believe. And I certainly am not going to be trusting any climbs.
No, that's the truth. Like, West Virginia is my team forever and always. And I love them. Just don't ask me to bring any passion. Because I don't care. As long as we're playing on Saturday, that's all that we care about. The old golden blue. Win or lose, we support you. Good job. I after that, man, until you get ready to nail Brown, I don't care because I don't know what to say. What you want me to say?
Yeah, I don't know what to say, Jeremy. I mean, I feel like we said everything that there is to say. And truth be told, there's not a lot more to go around, but we got a contractual agreement to make it to 22 minutes. We got to figure out 6 more minutes of this. Let's be honest.
Let's go down the list. First of all, we don't have to because we've done plenty of shows that are going to make it over, Brandon. We got plenty of time, so I'm not really worried about that. I really am not. Really am not.
I do want to say this. Oh,
Lord, he's going to try to make it to 22. Y'all hold on to your butts. All right, go ahead.
I do want to say this. What happens if Neil? What happens if Neil finishes 8-4?
I don't care. I didn't care when he was 4-1. I was already out on Neil Brown as it was. Now you're 4-2. I don't care. Neil Brown needs to go. He's a terrible coach, and he's just like every other head coach. He's very arrogant. And he has a little chip on his shoulder. I don't understand how we got a celebration penalty. Yeah. Worry about how we only scored 10 points in the first half when we were controlling the entire game.
He said, I don't understand how we got a celebration penalty?
Oh, yeah. I heard it on the radio. Creedy was talking.
Honestly, I'm dead serious. That's the kind of stuff that frustrates me with Neil Brown. That is not a talking point, Neil. That is not a talking point. I don't understand how we got a celebration penalty. The reason you lost is because your team lacks discipline tonight. You've been disciplined until tonight.
I got to interrupt you. I watched the West Virginia game over my beloved Kansas City Chiefs tonight, mm-hmm. who won 19-8. The front page of ESPN is Taylor Swift embraces Brittany Mahomes during Travis Kelce's 124-yard masterclass. Brandon, what time are we living in where Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift are making the headline news on ESPN on a Thursday night after a game? I'm sorry to cut you off. What in the world are we doing?
I mean, I don't understand what you're surprised about. It's Taylor Swift. I mean, it's T-Swizzle. Let's be honest. Everything she does is news. Everything she does is newsworthy. So if she's doing it, it's newsworthy. But then you add the biggest juggernaut in American sports, and then you add the reigning Super Bowl champions with Travis Kelce. Of course it's on the front page. Are you kidding me?
I was just surprised. Like, when she told me, she's like, I think this is going to be huge waves for me and, you know, Travis. I honestly was just surprised. So I was like, hey, you know, that's cool. By the way, when you stop over, can you bring me a Coke? And I just expected.
When me and B was talking and she was telling me about going to the premiere, I was like, yeah, you go do your thing, girl.
Who, Brittany?
Keep up the facility. I said, B.
Who's B?
Queen Bee, son.
Oh, okay. All right. Play that. Okay.
I mean, Taylor, let's be honest. I don't want to hate. I don't want to hate, so I'm not going to hate.
No. I never said that, like, she thinks I'm her man. She ain't my girl. She one of them, you know? Oh, yeah, I'm Queen Bee, hate. Too. Yeah, Queen Bee. Yeah, keep that on the low, though.
I don't want to hate, so I'm not going to hate. That's my mantra in life. I don't want to hate, so I'm not going to hate. But let's be honest. If Taylor Swift was in your high school.
All right. We need to wrap this up. All right. That's it. That's the post. That's the post game for the RBK. If you got anything else, get at your boys.
No. Again, I do want to say this.
Oh, we're not at 22 minutes.
No. So I said, one thing I did say was, I tweeted, I dare anybody to call me negative. I dare anyone to call me negative because all week I've been beating the drum that I was not worried about Houston, that we were going to win this game. That at first I was nervous because it felt like a trap game, but I was sure we were going to win this game because we were the better team and Neil had his team focused and I was sure we were going to win this game, right? And then somebody tweeted, yeah, and you also were bragging about Jordan Leslie all week. Somebody's tweeted that.
Oh, okay.
And I will say again, Jordan Leslie has been solid all season long. This is an anomaly.
This was the one game.
This is not his pattern. Neil's offense has sucked all season long. Neil has been garbage as a play caller all season long. So I don't want to hear Jordan Leslie hate in the same breath as Neil Brown hate because it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. They're not on par. They're not the same level. And the unfortunate truth is, if Neil Brown gets canned, then Jordan Leslie's going too. So really, what are we talking about? Right?
I don't know. I checked out a while ago. I was done with this already. So we're good.
We're good. Well, that's the RBK. That is our response. That is how we feel about tonight's game against West Virginia versus Houston. We love you, so please love us. Get at your boys. Sign up for Patreon, the 1012 Network, 1012 Patreon. Please do that. Like, listen, subscribe, rate, review. It helps us to grow. It really is a difference maker. Please do that for your boys. And as always, get at us.
Hey there, folks. This is Justin Hiles of the Viva La Cats podcast, which is now proudly presented by the Big 12's premier podcasting group, the 1012 Network. My co-host Steve and I cover all the ins and outs of Cincinnati football and basketball, for better or for worse. We release a new episode every single week, sometimes with guests, sometimes it's just the two of us kicking back talking Bearcats. So, if you like raw emotion and heavy recency bias, we are definitely victims of that. It clouds our conscience, and it should cloud yours too. We also have an every once in a while Twitter Spaces post-game review on our page at VivaLaCatsPod on Twitter, where we invite all of our friends and enemies to discuss everything that we just witnessed minutes prior. If you like your podcast with a laid-back environment, way too serious about stupid ideas, the deepest of stat pools, or just straight-up white noise, then you've come to your one-stop shop for everything Bearcats. Viva La Cats.
Sports Social Podcast Network.